when you were growing up in Rocky River mostly, or in Ohio, what did you want to be? Did you want to be what you're doing now, or would you, were you looking at something else
in
high school?
Actually, because I started playing music when I was four, so I was playing my piano and taking lessons when I lived in Massachusetts. And then when I moved to, my family, and I moved to Ohio, I liked to act as well, even though I was young. So I started taking lessons and participating in Lakewood Little Theater. And then that was like 7 and 8. So my whole life actually was always about music and acting and performing.
Right.
And
okay. So it was no big surprise to your family then when you pursued that as an adult, when you wanted to get into it?
In fact, my mom and dad were very, very supportive of that, especially with the music. I mean, they let me. I'm an only child. The reason I say that is because I feel like I was fortunate in the fact that when I was little, I remember my parents taking me to the piano store and I could pick out the piano that I wanted.
Right.
You know, which was really
cool. Yeah.
I wasn't only child, but that's kind of special. You know,
right.
I don't think kids with, you know, families with like five
right,
kids would
right.
get that opportunity.
Sure.
So I always, you know, I loved music from an early age. Loved acting.
Were you in LA? What kinds of things did you do between getting to LA and landing on MTV? How long was that?
I was only there, I think, about 2.5
really?
Years.
Wow.
But I was playing. I always say it was my day job, but it was at night. Was playing my harp. I played 6-7 nights a week.
Wow.
And also did, you know, the errant wedding party, you know, gig.
Right.
I was studying at Strasbourg.
Staying active.
Lee Strasbourg.
Yeah.
Had an agent. I was lucky I had an agent right off the bat. So I was going on a lot of auditions. You know, had gotten a part in Vice Squad, which became a little cult hit. And
that, yeah.
Danny, who had gone out there earlier, had met this guy by the name of Michael Sienhart, who, and you're talking about 1979, who was this very eccentric guy, but he was way ahead of things. He was already doing things with videos.
Hmm.
In fact, people called him Video Mike. He was doing showings at clubs. And he and Danny said, you're going to really hit it off with this guy. So we were kind of working on this pilot type situation as me functioning as what would later be called a VJ, doing mock interviews, man on the street, playing
right.
videos.
What is your personal favorite kind of music?
Classic rock.
I
love...
sort of what you grew up with, I guess? Or?
Well... Yeah, but I mean, yes and no, because I mean, I also consider people like Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp,
oh, right.
Pretenders,
right.
Even Van Halen, U2, I consider...
So all those bands
that,
you can play on your shows then, because they're all very vibrant
but,
in the 80s.
And I also do like classic alternative. I do like... the Depeche Mode, The Cure, and up through now, it's now considered classic alternative too. Nirvana,
yeah.
Pearl Jam. So I'm more a rock person than I am a pop person. I think it's in the book, I'm not sure, but Martha and I both did, I gotta say, get starstruck was when Paul McCartney did the music for a film called Give My Regards to Broad Street.
Yep.
And we were invited to the premiere, and there was a party afterwards. And, of course, Paul's there. And Martha, who is also a huge Beatles
right.
fan, we were reduced to being like 2 12-year-old girls. Yeah. We're like going, you go up to him, you go up to him, you go up to him. Consequently, neither one of us went up to him.
That's funny.